Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. I was going to do an intro, but my queue is filling up so fast, and I want to make sure we get to everybody that's calling in. So I'm going to give you a little bit about our guest. Our guest today is Laura Lee, and Laura was born in a small Midwestern town of Normal, Illinois. Her life was anything but ordinary. She has communicated to the other side ever since having mystical experiences with spirits at the early age of 3. Her life dramatically changed after a near-death experience in her teens when she fully embraced her gift as a professional medium. A popular radio medium for nearly 15 years, Laura started on LA's KBIG and KOST, Angels in Waiting and Radio Medium Show, connecting callers to their loved ones. She moved on to California's Afterlife Radio Show for several years before becoming a regular co-host, resident medium, on Magic 100.7 FM, morning show in Bloomington, Illinois. Laura is a keynote speaker touring across the U.S. She has shared the stage with spiritual gurus such as Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. John Gray, Dr. Stephen Covey, Don Miguel Ruiz, so many, Dan Millman, James Von Prague. And she also appeared as a professional medium on several television shows. So it's my privilege and honor to introduce my guest, Laura Lee. How are you, Laura?
Well, I'm doing good now that we're together.
That's so good.
I'm having a good start today.
Okay. That's really good. There's so many snags and things that happen with Blog Talk that it's always such a gift when it works out well.
So we had a dilemma with the phone lines this morning, but it always works out. I think spirit always opens the airways when it's meant to be, right?
Exactly. I totally believe that. Before we bring our callers in, can you tell us a little bit about how what you do connects with healing?
You know, over the years, I considered, doing the work I have done for so many people. I feel that mediumship or mediums are alternative grief counselors. You know, it's not for everybody, just like, a therapist or a psychologist isn't for everybody. But for those who feel called to connect with a medium, I think sometimes they will find the relief that they need to open the door and walk forward in life. Mm. You know, so that's how I perceive it, because it is about life. It's not about death, you know, mediumship. It's about making sure that the message is imparted in a way to help the person here in the physical life keep on keeping on in life.
Right. It's very encouraging. I mean, I've had readings, and it is just it changes your life. It really gives you a different point of view about everything, especially about
right.
the topic of about the subject of death, which is one of the greatest fears that people have when they don't understand that life goes on.
Right. And you know, yeah. Death is considered, I think, second to public speaking. So public speaking is the number one fear, believe it or not, to death.
Before death.
So everybody, yeah, death happens to kind of rank along, you know, right after the public speaking fear. But I think, you know, if people realized what an illusion that was for them, nothing would hold them back. Nothing would hold them back from being or becoming who they're meant to be, you know, or their role in life, whether it's to be, you know, the best mom, or whether it's, you know, to be that best friend, you know, who needs that helping hand at that moment in time. So I think that's the key to life, you know, those connections.
It's interesting that you use those words, because I'm also a songwriter. I actually just put up one of my songs called "The Key to Life." It's
oh,
on YouTube.
Fabulous. Maybe I intuited. Maybe I intuited.
That's really
great.
That's amazing. I mean,
it.
I just put it up like yesterday.
Well, you'll have to make sure that's posted on your website. We'll have to make
Absolutely.
Sure everybody hears that. You'll have to send me the link so I can send it. You know,
okay,
post it to my audience.
Yeah, very
so,
good. Okay, so anyway, and tell me about angels, a little bit about angels and what they do for us.
Well, angels, if everybody knew how much love and support they have around them and accessed that their guides or their assistants with their angels around them, they would see miracles every day. If you aren't seeing a miracle on a day-to-day basis, there's something wrong. So, but your angels are there, and each and every single person has one, and some more than others. The ones who have more than others are the ones who call upon them or who believe in them. And and when you call upon them and ask them for assistance, no matter how little the request is or how big the request is, you will see a demonstration of divine intervention, you know, if you're open and aware, and look for it. So
I agree. I also agree with the fact that we see miracles, and if we look, we will see miracles every single day.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I actually state it every morning when I awaken, you know, that I'll be blessed with miracles and take witness to them. No matter how small they may be, it's still a demonstration or a sign that, you know, somebody's guiding my path at that moment in time, or that Spirit is leading me and guiding me every moment and making my life more worthwhile, you know, than trudging through it on a day-to-day basis, trying to overcome problems. I mean, we're all faced with challenges and problems on a day-to-day basis, but you can call upon that assistance on the other side, and that can include your dearly departed for help. So, and there is a difference between dearly departed and angels. A lot of people think, well, you know, my grandmother was an angel, and I'm sure she was, you know, but there are divine light beings that are recognized even across all religions, and they are acknowledged as spiritual guides and as messengers for everyone. So it doesn't matter what religion. They're too big for any one particular religion.
Right, and the angels never incarnate. I mean, they're totally spiritual beings, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do believe they do come in on intermittent levels or intermittent bases to assist. Like, we always hear of those instances where there's a tragedy and somebody comes to somebody else's aid, and then they disappear and
right.
never heard of again.
Right.
You know, you've heard of those kind of miraculous stories before. And I've written a few of them in my journals over the years of people having those kind of encounters. And there's no explanation for those. So I think sometimes our angels will come through in human form intermittently in order to, you know, provide that divine intervention, that assistance that we need. And they may even appear as somebody we know.
Hmm. Amazing.
So
amazing.
Sometimes it only be so we receive that message, you know. So
right.
Anyway.
Are you ready to start taking callers?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Let me open up the line. My first caller is area code 309, also Chicago. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What is your name?
Angie.
Hi, Angie. And what would you like Laura to, what is your question for Laura?
I just want to know if my husband is okay.
Hi. Angie. Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Angie, when I sat down this morning and before I called in, I got a gentleman who is here showing me a wedding band and said his wife was going to call in.
Oh.
He's been with me for the last hour. So he's actually got showing me a wedding band, and you have a wedding band on too?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he tells me you haven't taken it off. I mean, he's been with me for the last hour, and he wouldn't leave me alone, and I actually wrote note. I mean, he's the strongest spirit I think I've gotten. I feel like a big presence, like really big presence. Big arms around you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It might be even just big in spirit.
Yes.
I feel like he's also accompanied by another male behind him on the right side. Was he right-handed, Angie?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like it might be a father figure, so that's on the paternal side, if that makes sense.
His dad's with him.
Ah. Well, then that's just another confirmation, okay?
Or else
they're very
or else
much
it's
with
my,
you.
Okay. Or as I say, or it's my
Pardon
grandpa
me?
On my dad's side.
Oh, well, I think this might even be his relation because you know it's behind him. Otherwise, I think I'd see them beside you. I see them in positions, and when I see them in positions, it kind of tells me how they're related to one another because he's directly behind you. Okay, and I understand that you're communicating to him all the time, he says, and he hears you, and he called you babe, okay, because you're talking out loud to him. Yeah, yeah, and he also says you've already seen him before. I just feel like you have dreams of him or you feel like you've witnessed or seen him. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You have. Trust those experiences, okay? That's so much more powerful than what I'm giving you here. Trust those experiences, and he's right by your side, okay? And, you know, when the time is right, I just want you to open your heart again because I think he says he's working on trying to get another person, you know, into your life because he feels like you really need to be cared for.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And that might already be happening. I feel like somebody's already tapping on you. Does that make sense?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Well, just
no.
I think it might already happen and you just aren't even aware of it because you're so shut down already because of, you know, you've lost your husband, which is really an emotional, you know, it takes a long time, you know, and I hope I hope your heart heals fast, honey. Okay? Thank you for calling in, Angie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too, bye. Honey.
Okay. Okay. Our next caller is area code 516. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Sandra. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. So I'm pretty much open to any message from someone in my family, my mom, my dad, grandma, anyone.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here, Sandra. Sandra, where are you located? Where's 516?
I'm from New York.
New York. Okay, so let's see, Sandra. Again, I go by who's on what side. And, Sandra, I'm assuming, again, you're right-handed, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, because that kind of tells me who's on what side. And I do see a couple ladies off to your left. Actually, I see 3, 4 coming into play. When I say 3, 4, I feel like they're all related on your maternal side, okay? And okay. And they seem to be, there might be even a couple aunts there, okay, that are related to maybe your mother, your grandmother. Somebody is telling me that I feel like they were having trouble before they passed over, sick off and on. And I feel like somebody was holding their hand as they were crossing over and stroking their hand and telling them it was okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Probably my mom.
Yeah, and I feel like she's grateful for this because she's telling me that that helped her ease, you know, and let go and allow herself to transfer and make that transition. And she so appreciated it, and she didn't get a chance to say those words, okay? And as I say this, too, I feel like she says something about hair color, like the hair color. I don't know if it was her hair color or your hair color that was recently or was changed. Does that make sense, Sandra?
Huh, interesting.
Why is that?
Well, I'm trying to think of why my mom would bring up hair color.
I know.
Do dye my
well,
hair, I do dye my hair darker than it actually is in real life. So maybe that's
okay.
Why she's bringing it up. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but,
and
I mean,
she's
that's
just,
been
she's
going
just
on
giving you
this.
Well, it's since she's passed, right? You've gone darker?
Yes, yes. I'm usually lighter than what I dye it.
Well, I think she likes it. I think she likes it, okay? So she's just acknowledging that, okay?
Aww,
and
thank you.
Yeah, and again, and I also understand, so I'm seeing a couple other ladies that are there. I feel like they might be aunts of some sort connected on that side as well. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. I've got quite
okay.
A few on that side.
Right, right. And I also sense I smell smoke around them. I don't know if one of them in particular, but I felt like it might have, you know, had challenges with smoke because I do smell the smoke. Who is that, Sandra? Or is that you?
that was me, yeah, 4 years back.
Uh-huh.
I had quit smoking. But I can think that if one of them is young, my cousin is over there, and
uh-huh.
She smoked. Yeah, I believe she smoked at the time of her passing as well.
Oh, yeah, because I can sense it while I'm sitting here communicating with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, they are all present with you. Maybe she inspired you for some reason to, you know, kick it. And I just feel like that's a good move, okay, obviously. And,
yeah, it was.
Let me see here. I also get a sense they want to congratulate somebody about a graduation or, you know, getting through school or almost getting close to graduation. Do you understand? And I'm feeling like, again, it's on the maternal side that they're talking about that. And
yeah.
More
than one person, actually.
Yes, and will you please share those messages? I'm feeling extremely proud, you know, of those accomplishments. So, and in particular, I feel like, you know, it might have to do with a son or a grandson of some sort, okay? Let me see here if there's if anything else. The other thing, too, that I'm feeling, you know, that you might be kicking up the habit of starting to really, in particular, we talked about you losing, you know, kicking the habit of smoking, but I feel like you also are working on your own personal health now and trying to find ways to increase your health, and it might include a new exercise regime and everything like that, along
yeah.
with the diet.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
so proud of you and that you're really focused on this right now. And, you know, keep on going. I know you have your setbacks, but I think this is
a sure
good life
did.
Change.
I became very unhealthy after I quit smoking. I was so much healthier before when I was smoking. I know that sounds very strange, but since then, you know, I've had some challenges with weight and, you know, with my diet and exercise routine. So I've been refocusing on that. I
well,
just hope
very good. You know why you
send me a love. That's what I'm looking for these days. Is,
well,
you know,
I gotta
share
you,
my days with.
I gotta share with you. You know, sometimes why when we quit smoking, the smoking is like a mask to not deal with certain things. And when the smoking goes away,
yeah.
then those emotions become more intense, and it means that we've just got to deal with whatever's coming up for us. And sometimes
yeah.
that's a couple steps back, but I think you're starting to clear it and make a move forward. So this is really good news, okay?
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you.
For
I've been working on
Sandra.
It. I appreciate it. God
yeah.
bless.
Thank you, Sandra.
Same to you. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is calling in from area code 917. What is your name, please?
Good morning. My name is Tina. How are you?
What is your name?
Tina.
Tina. Okay. Hi, Tina. We're good. What is your question for Laura?
Thank you guys for having your show. I would like to ask kind of about two guys. I would like to ask about Lewis and Robert.
Oh, wait a minute. Honey, Tina, I'm having a hard time understanding. Can you repeat that?
I would like to ask a question about two gentlemen. One gentleman's name is Lewis and one is Robert.
Okay. Oh, one
Thank
is
you.
Lewis and one is Robert.
Yes.
And we're talking love, relationships, right, Tina?
Yes, please. Yes.
Lewis and Robert. Okay, which one has children, Tina, or has a child?
Both of them have. One has one, one has
both
three.
Both of them. One of them has three and one of them has one, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why I felt like I said, who has children or who has a child?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm so sorry, sweetie. I just love all the kids. Robert.
Robert, okay. But and Lewis has one, you're saying, right?
Well, no, two. We have two together, so, yeah. I mean, we have
oh,
one
you
together,
have two together.
And Lewis have one.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I got to tell you, I feel like, you know, this is a continuous, you know, open and closed door with both of them. You know, they come and go, and you haven't made a decision with either one, obviously. And as I get this, and I feel your guidance is coming in, I feel like when I see you, I see an angel over the top of you, okay? And I feel like you've decided on a couple of occasions that you're done with both of them at certain points in time. Do you understand when you say, I'm done? You've said that before, correct?
Yeah, but mainly with one.
Mainly with one, okay. But I've heard you, from what I'm understanding here, you've said it more than, not only with the one, I've heard it with both of them, okay? So when you say it, you should mean it for your self-integrity. Okay, and it doesn't mean that you're done as far as the kids being involved and you being involved with the kids, but I mean on an emotional, romantic level, okay? And as
yeah.
I say that, is there somebody who rides a truck around or drives a truck? Does delivery
yeah.
or something of that sort? Okay?
Yes.
And which one is that? Because that's the one I'm feeling like, Lewis, okay. I feel like, you know, I feel like he's driving, and when I see him driving, I see him driving away. So I don't know if that's going to be an easy call for you with that one, because I see him driving, and I see him driving away. And I don't mean away, away in the sense, I mean just kind of going away from the relationship, okay? Okay. Yes, and then the other thing, too, is I think there's another person that's been tapping on you, another third man, that's also been sitting there waiting by your side as a very close friend, aside from these two. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I just met someone, but I've been staying to myself, like kind of abstinent, so I've just been dealing with them in the spirit, kind of, yeah, because I want it to be clear and everything, so I don't know really
right.
who that would be.
Well, no, I've got somebody who's close by, and I feel like there might be some sort of work relationship with it, but I feel like a very good friend and somebody you can rely upon and disclosing your heart. So I think it's important to keep maybe that person close by as far as communication, as far as a friend, and getting from a male perspective, okay? And I also hear the name Brian. Go ahead.
Brian? No, I don't know.
Brian,
Brian. Okay. No, I guess he hasn't come up yet.
Okay. I think you might want to hold on to that name. You might even know this person, and it's not even coming to your mind right now. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, team. We got to go on to the next caller.
Can I just find out, is there a person named Ruby that's still near Lewis that's contacting him?
Say again?
Is there a person named Ruby that was contacting Lewis, or has she moved away?
I am not picking anything up on that one. You know.
Okay.
But I think when you say something, you should mean it, and listen to your heart, okay? Because I feel like you have some boundary issues, and boundary issues just meaning, you know, when you say something, you should mean it you mean it, but they overstep it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I understand what you're saying, but you don't
okay.
get any
All
connection
right.
with
so,
Ruby. Okay.
No,
all right.
Not right now. Okay, thanks for calling in, Tina. We've got some other
thank
callers
Thank you,
on
Tina.
The queue.
Thank
I appreciate
you so much.
Your call.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, our next caller is from area code 219. Are you there?
I'm here.
And what is your
Can
name?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Jane.
Jane.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Jane.
I kind of played phone tag a couple weeks ago. I'm from Indiana. And
mm-hmm.
I was hoping that Laura could contact maybe my loved one, my husband.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Wow, we have a couple husband wife teams here today on these calls. Let me see here. Okay, I'm getting a man that is coming up close, and I feel heaviness in the chest, like a big pain in the chest area. So I'm assuming
sure.
this might mean there was heart issues or something of that area. Does that make sense?
It was lung cancer, so it was a
lung
lot of
cancer. Oh, I'm feeling it, very heaviness in the chest. So when his energy comes up to me, so it's just a confirmation. And, gosh, I'm even heavy of breathing right now myself. Was he top heavy, like a little bit of a belly too?
He was not a heavy guy. He was maybe 175, 180, but by
right.
the time cancer shot around, he was 130 pounds, you know, so.
130 pounds. Well, at one point when he was younger, I just feel like there was a little pooch right there with his belly.
He might have been kind of portly back in the day.
Yeah, and he never could get rid of it, he said. So, but I'm feeling he's good now, okay? And
okay.
As I say it, too, I feel like there might be even a picture up of him that you've kept close by. And you did for a long while, and maybe you put it away. I don't know, but I'm getting a sense that you've kept it up close so you can, you know, say hello to him on a regular basis. And he just acknowledges that, okay? And I also feel like there's another close female, I don't know if this is a daughter or a sister, that does the same thing. Does that make sense?
Well, it could be my daughter. She has the same picture, and they're both in it at a Purdue game. And
okay.
I've always loved that picture, and she made me a copy, and I assume it might be in her.
Well, there you go.
Brother.
Right, right, right. Because I feel like there's a great, you know, a her connection there as well. And he sends his love to both of you. And then also he recognizes that there's some I feel like some anniversary or holiday that or anniversary date that is you know, quickly approaching. That I don't know if that is associated with her or if that's associated with
anniversary.
That was in April.
September, yeah. My
your
one.
Anniversary in
her first anniversary in September.
Okay,
well, I thought I was going to talk to him on our 30th anniversary. I tried another psychic, but he didn't come through. I thought, oh, my gosh. So I thought maybe he was apologizing for not coming through.
Well,
he still won't say sorry. Even in death, he won't say sorry. But that's all right. Yeah, she got married just a year ago and the coming September.
Yeah, and you know, I just feel that this is a big deal, you know, and obviously even for your daughter, and I think he's just very close by, and I feel like there might be another spirit that I see, another little spirit that's nearby, and I feel like there might be an announcement of a child coming into the family soon.
That's not the first time I've heard that. It's supposed to be a little girl. But, I don't know.
Yeah,
I have another daughter. She's not married, but that's not how it goes these days. So maybe it's her.
Yeah, you never know.
You don't know.
Well,
and my son is engaged, too. Could be, I don't know. Tell me who it is.
Keep me posted, you know, but I felt like there was going to be a name connection to him. So one of the kids will honor him in sharing the name. So at least in the middle, in a middle name of the
maybe
child.
Maybe it'll be a boy.
So, you will
well, I
you
also
posted,
have a
Jane,
brother-in-law
love to hear
up
back
there.
From
I have four bills up there, my dad, my husband, my brother-in-law, and my father-in-law, all the bills, four bills.
Well, you know what? Your husband's presence is so big. I don't recognize anybody else being there.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That's okay. He was
Thanks
a very
outgoing
personality. He was.
Yeah, I can
tell. Do you see any job
you
changes?
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
Jane.
Thank you. Okay. All right, now we have a caller from area code 815. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And your name is?
My name is Ian.
Ian. Okay, hi, Ian. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
What is your question for Laura?
I have a question about a career path. I don't know where I'm supposed to, if my career path is still the same, or with the job that I'm with now, or if I'm going to be experiencing something different within the next couple of months or whenever.
Laura? Laura, are you there? Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, Laura, are you there? Laura?
Do you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Hello?
Okay, sorry, we're there.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
Technical. Yes, I can hear. All right. Hi, let's try this again. Hi, Ian. Ian, where are you located?
Illinois.
I'm doing good. How about you? Illinois.
Good.
All right. You know, am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Ian or Ellen?
Ryan.
Ryan, oh, Ryan. R-Y-A-N?
Oh, yes. Ryan. Ryan, okay. I think we got it. Okay, so Ryan, you know what I get immediately with you? I see lots of angels around you. And when I see somebody with lots of angels, there's a few things that come to my mind, especially with the group that's around you. I get something associated with healthcare, but I also get association with counseling, maybe teaching, working with people one-on-one, like on a coaching profession type thing. So I don't know if you've ever felt called in those particular areas. Like when you were younger, you might have said, oh, this is, you know, I'm very interested in going into being this kind of person, you know, in the field of healthcare or teaching in that kind of area. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've actually thought about teaching one-on-one with special ed kids.
Special ed kids. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you would be ideal. You would find happiness and peace in those areas.
Okay.
And I don't think you're in that direction right now, and you're going for a direction right now. Right. You're going for a direction right now to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to cover everything. And I think if you went towards your heart's calling, you know, where your heart would thrive, you would find all your needs being taken care of easily and effortlessly. Did you at one time, were you ever a trainer for other people in the companies that you worked for? Did you help people and train them in particular areas? Because I'm understanding you have.
With my job now,
like,
I have to.
Train somebody on a job?
Yes. I have done that.
So that's
just
another.
My present job.
You have done it with your present job. Well, your angels are telling me that's just a confirmation. I mean, you work like, you know how some people say that you're such a saint? You're like a saint when you're talking to people and coaching them and leading them. You have such patience. Some people can't handle that. So I think that, you know, if you've considered going back to school or taking any type of education class or continuing education classes, this would be your particular area. And, you know, maybe even it's training, you know, training or coaching type of field,
mm-hmm.
Ryan.
I've actually thought about that, too.
So I would concentrate. There's no coincidence that you haven't thought about it because you were inspired, and you are being inspired. And, you know, it often comes in a very small voice, and it comes consistently. And you got to pay attention to those signals, okay? Because that's your path, all right?
Alrighty.
So I hope, I know that's probably not what you were looking for, Ryan, but that's what was spurking.
Oh, no, I was. I've been contemplating on this job and what I need to do to make my life better.
Well, thanks for calling in, Ryan. I wish you the best. Keep me posted.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Okay. So far, I mean, we've gone through all our callers, but I want to make sure, Laura, that you tell everybody about your website and any other information that you want them to have to contact you.
Well, very simple to remember. You can contact me on my website at messagesoflove.com or mediumlauralee.com. That's the easiest, mediumlauralee.com. My contact information is accessible there. And, you know, it doesn't matter what question. I'm not particularly focused on mediumship per se when we're talking directly to the dead. When we're talking to spirits on the other side, they can address any question. It doesn't have to be just, finding out if that person's okay. They want to make sure we are okay and that we're living life and we're taking each moment and each day and making it the best that we can possibly live it. So I hope everybody gets that message today in their own life. So that's what I'd like
Thank
to leave
you.
It at.
Thank you. I would love to have you come back on, and I'll call you and we'll arrange for another time, because I'm sure that there are people who, you know, wish they could have gotten a reading today and maybe didn't get through or whatever. But there's also things that that I wanted to talk to you about, you know, as far as angels and things like that, and we are running out of time. So I think we should do another show, and then we could cover some more stuff. Would that be good?
Sounds great. Yes, and send me your link for your song so I can share it with my people.
Oh, certainly, I will, I will. so anyway, well, thank you. I'm glad we got through the glitches, and it's just such an honor to have you with us today, Laura.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome, and I will be in touch.
Okay, have a good one.
You
thank
too,
you, everyone,
thanks.
For calling in.
Yes, thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randyjfine.com. You know me on the radio. Now you can speak with me privately and confidentially on the telephone about any issues that concern you. For more info, please go to clarity.fm/randy-g-fine. That's clarity, clarity.fm/randy-g-fine. Stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. And you can also go to YouTube and look for Randy Fine and see there's several videos there that I've done, and some with my songs and other about my counseling. So check out Randy Fine on YouTube. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. I would love to have more followers and get the recognition this show deserves. So when you go to the show page at the top, there's an opportunity for you to become a follower and get notified when my new shows come up. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. I appreciate everyone who called in today, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing. Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine. RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be the change.